Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to hit the phone lines and head out to our BetQL Network insider, host of BetMGM Tonight, Trista Crick, joining us. Trista, how you doing?
I'm feeling good, especially since it's Wu-Tang Wednesday.
That's right. Every Wednesday is Wu-Tang Wednesday here.
All right.
All right. Well, let's start with it. Pac-12 championship game this weekend. Oregon gets housed by 31 against Utah, and they get their revenge this week in the Pac-12 championship game. Currently, the line is Utah -2.5 at BetMGM. Do you like your beloved Ducks in this one? How should people feel after the butt kicking in Salt Lake a couple weeks ago?
You know, I don't feel like we should feel good. honestly, like, you saw what you saw. Those players there aren't going to be some new players that show up on the field. The roster is what the roster is. And Oregon has just been flat out terrible in the second half. You saw it last week against Oregon State, right? Like, you knew it was going to happen. Like, you know that Oregon comes out swinging early and then they fade late. That is exactly what happened in that game. And, you know, they don't have any pride. It just doesn't feel like they have the ability to put four quarters together. And that's just really how I feel about it. I think the game, truthfully, I'm going to hammer multiple units on is this Utah game. I think with Utah getting spotted less than a field goal, I think I have to take them, unfortunately.
What conference championship game do you like across college football this weekend?
I think I like the SEC. You're seeing Georgia only get 6.5. That's sort of scary to me. My line feels like my personal, you know, Lockie Lockerson was on the show yesterday, and he was like, you know, what does your TK line say? Like, what is your nose where you would take Alabama? And I think it would be over a touchdown for me. I feel like I would only hop on Alabama at 7.5 or 8. I don't know that Alabama has an offensive line that's going to be able. Well, I do know. They don't. They don't have an offensive line that's going to compete with Georgia in this defense. Like, Georgia has the best defense in the country. And you saw how Bryce Young was against Auburn's defense. Mm-hmm. He was running for his life pretty much the entire time. The only way, in my opinion, that Alabama is able to win this game is if Alabama's defense shows up. All of that to say, I really like the under. I like Georgia. I've already taken it. I waited up all night, Saturday night. I was waiting until the wee hours, Sunday morning hours, to take Georgia -6. I have them at 6, and I would really like the under in this game. Let's see what it is right this very second because it's been moving around. Let's see. Looks like it's 49.5. Yeah, I like under. I would probably buy the hook. I'd probably buy 50. But I don't actually see that happening either. Like, I think that the way for Alabama to get this done is like a 9-6 game. Is like a 7-3 game. And I don't think that's going to happen, truthfully. But Alabama's defense is going to need to show up and need to get like a defensive score. Like, if you think this is going to be a high octane game, it's not. It's just not.
Wrong.
It's just not. And like Quentin said this yesterday, Quentin, who's a friend of you guys' show, yeah, been on a lot, right? He said, you know, I wonder whether Georgia is going to play not to lose. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Kirby Smart is going to have his foot on the gas. I really do. He shut out Georgia Tech. Like, They were fighting. He was screaming at his defense to sack the quarterback when they had 0 points. Like, they were in their own territory, and he is fuming because they weren't getting to him fast enough. Like, I think this is a special year for Georgia. They're going to show that they're for real. And I don't see Kirby Smart coaching not to lose.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that. I think this is a game Georgia wants badly. Now, in the Heisman race, it's starting to get a lot more real because we just have such a large body of work for every single one of these players. Bryce Young still the odds-on favorite, but how did you see how did the Auburn game reshape your opinion on the Heisman race, or did it?
You know, it's sad because I really like C.J. Stroud and the fact that they couldn't get it done against Michigan. And Michigan played their heart out. Like, they really did come to play, and you have to give the win to Michigan. It wasn't like Ohio State lost it. Michigan really dominated pretty much the entire game with little spurts of life for Ohio State, but they were dominant. So the fact that C.J. Stroud doesn't get a game in the Big Ten title to show himself and to show what he can do, and you saw Bryce Young put together a long drive against Auburn, which, like, let's be real. Like, can we just admit that the refs stole that game? Like, Auburn should have won that game. Uh-huh. I watched that entire game. Like, it was suspect throughout. they did not want Alabama to win that game or to lose that game. And so, to me, you have to give it to Bryce Young just because of the way that Alabama came back and won that in a very strange, peculiar, but impressive fashion. He was under duress the entire time and still found a way to get it done. So, I think I wouldn't vote on that. I mean, I wouldn't put my money there just because I don't think there's any real value to be had. I don't like any value plays. I know Quentin does, but I don't. I don't think anybody else wins it but him.
Trista Crick is our guest, host of BetMGM Tonight, our insider from the BetQL Network. Now, we also know your love of the Portland Trail Blazers. We talk about it often. I don't know if you saw, we were just talking about Dame's out for 10 days at least with his abdominal tendinopathy. But I have a question on how do you come to grips with betting on the Blazers, especially on the road? They're 1-10 on the road, but... I was looking against the spread. They're just as bad. They're 1-10 against the spread on the road.
Right now, I've been working on something in my mind. Okay. It's a manifesto. It's an NBA manifesto.
Sounds terrifying.
Based on every single team that you need to think about, because I forget. Like, I forget that Portland is so erratic. The only thing that I could say about betting Portland games is you should never take the total. Because you never know what's going to happen there. Mm-hmm. Like, they could come to play. They could blow a team out. They could fade late. Like, it's just all over the place. And, again, like you said, the only thing that is for sure is that this team stinks on the road. Yeah. That's what is for sure. I would never bet on them except for on the money line at home. Okay. I would only bet against them on the road. And I would bet him against the spread on the road, but it depends on the opponent, you know? So right. It's a tough thing. You know, I've really come almost to feel like this is a stay away team, except for those tenets. Against the spread on the road and outright on the road, maybe on the money line if there's value at home, never the total.
What's your go-to team then? If the Blazers are your stay away team, what is your go-to team that you're like cover machines in the NBA?
Golden State's a cover machine. Like, they, except for last night, which I stayed away from the side and I stayed away from the total because you throw everything out with these two teams, right?
Right.
You know that the Phoenix Suns have something to prove, that Robert Sarver thing had been hanging over their head, and that's why they lost their first, you know, 3 of 4. They went 1-3 and they haven't lost since. But outside of the Phoenix matchups, Golden State has been a monster. And on top of that, what I feel like is so interesting and valuable information to know is that when Golden State goes down by double digits, hop on them live and take them on the money line because they're winning those games outright and they're still covering. So even if, like, they were 6-point favorites, they go down 10, they still end up covering that 6. Hmm. And on top of that, you could double down, get them as dogs when they're down 10, and you can get them at plus money. When on earth should you ever be able to get you know, Golden State at plus money. So I really like them. I really like Utah as well. Utah's been covering like crazy, and I've been fading the Lakers. The Lakers covered last night, but they're terrible. They're terrible against the spread with Bron, and they're terrible against the spread without Bron, but they are under machines. Like, you know, Lakers under machine, OKC under machine, Houston under machine. And when OKC plays Houston, oh my God, hammer it for even more.
All right, let's head to the NFL.
They're a lot.
Fair. Let's head to the NFL. What's the game that intrigues you the most this week?
Patriots and the Bills. You know, you see that line is currently, I could go with, you know, my team, the Dallas Cowboys, but the Saints are weird and throw everything out. But the Patriots right now are getting spotted a full field goal. That move, that line moved from last night from 2.5 to 3, back up to 3 again. My Lord, I think that the Patriots could win that game outright. I think the Patriots are a better team than the Bills. I think they're a more consistent team than the Bills. I think their offense is more dynamic than the Bills. I think their defense is more dynamic than the Bills. I think they have a better coach than the Bills. So truthfully, I love that. I don't even know why I haven't played it yet. And if it went to 3.5, my Lord, I would put multiple units on that.
Yes.
Dusty is crowing.
That's right.
Over here.
Trista Crick.
Is that a take that you have?
Yeah, well, I just love the Patriots. And AJ is refusing to admit that the Patriots are good because she's a long-standing hatred for the New England Patriots, which I understand. I get it.
Yep.
But they're damn good this year.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying that I'm not emotionally betting them. That's all I'm saying.
Fair. Oh, they're a stay-away team out of spite.
Yes.
Spite.
Yes, yeah. I grew up in San Diego, so I was a diehard San Diego Chargers fan. I have since been left high and dry. Yep. By the Chargers, but that doesn't mean that my hatred for the teams that I grew up hating has dimmed. It is what it is.
I totally get it. I totally get that. And dominance is annoying.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. Is annoying.
And then they get caught cheating and I'm sorry. Did I miss? Was that inaccurate? No. Okay. Anyway. But that's going to devolve really quickly. We should not talk about that. Instead, I do agree with you on the Patriots over the Bills, though.
Yep. Trista, we always appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks a lot.
Is Dave ever going to be healthy?
No.
I mean, the hope is yes.
This is going to be the season, isn't it? This is going to be the season that it's this way. Like, he's been this way since the Olympics. Like someone save me as an NBA fan. Save me.
We were talking about this earlier. It will be the best thing that the Blazers are doing are actually forcing him to shut down right now, because you know he's not going to do it on his own because of just who he is, how he's wired. So shutting him down now, because you know, we all know what the Blazers do every year is they turn and they look at the letter O in February after the All-Star break and say, save us. And he does. And you need him to have this ab situation figured out before February comes around, because if not, he's not going to be able to put his cape on and save this team and push him into the playoffs. So at least we got
it
going now.
It's been 5-6 months now that he's been struggling with it. I really hope he gets healthy soon.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, Trista. Have a good one. Trista Crick.
Thanks for having me on.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.